who will be performing at the Third Leaf Downtown Asheville Festival, August 4th and 5th. Aaron Cruz, Leaf Performing Arts Director, is here to announce the lineup. Welcome to Asheville FM News, Aaron.
Thank you so much for having me here. Leaf Downtown came about 2 years ago. We're going on our third year now. And our mission has really been about how can we create a world music festival experience that is all access to everyone. Not everybody could get out to the mountains of Black Mountain and have a good time out there at Leaf Festival. But in this opportunity, we have a public event that's all access that welcomes all families, all ages, all demographics to get down to the heart of Asheville, have a huge opportunity, world-class music and local artists. And we anticipate well over 15,000 this year, hopefully.
Last year, it was a terrific event. It was the last weekend in July, if I remember correctly. And this year, your lineup looks very exciting. Who's coming?
Yeah, we were really, really pumped up, and last year was just another step in the ladder, and with our third year, we're hoping to really drop the anchor out there and bring some excitement for everybody. So without further ado, we're really excited to announce that our headliner this year is going to be none other than the Family Stone. This band is a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Vocal Group Hall of Fame, Top 100 Greatest Artists of All Time, 8 times platinum, 3 number 1 singles. And although it doesn't have Sly anymore, it does have Sly's daughter, Fun, who is the lead singer of the band, and 3 of the original members. It is a power funk band.
Well, that alone should bring people out. But there's a lot more to it. There's always a lot going on at a Leaf event. And this one has a tremendous number of things going on, doesn't it?
We have 3 stages that are going to be going on, over 200 performers in total, and a few of the other artists that we have coming out that we're really excited for. First ones up are Easy Star All Stars. They are known as the world's greatest dub tribute band. They do some albums like Dub Side of the Moon, Radio Dread, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Dub Band, Michael Jackson's Thriller in Dub. So there's going to be a lot of really awesome reggae-infused classic albums out there with a huge screen video and 10-piece band on Friday night. We also have Rare Essence, the world's premier go-go band out of D.C. These guys have played over 5,000 shows across the country, and they've been around since 1974. They're bringing in an 18-piece band out there.
Oh, my gosh, that's incredible. You have a lot of local talent, too, don't you, at this?
Oh, absolutely. And that's really why we wanted to ground in this event here in Asheville. It's not only celebrating world music, world culture, getting national touring acts out here to have all access for people to come publicly, but it really was something for us that was like, hey, let's celebrate Asheville culture. We're so rich, we're so diverse out here. So we have numerous bands that are going to be playing from the local area. The first up would be our Leaf Funk Mixtape Band, and everybody knows Tuesday Night Funk Band at Asheville Music Hall. It's been playing over a decade. It is an all-star contingent of that band, plus many more. We also have Free Planet Radio with the River Gregarian, world-class musician here, international touring artist. The Fly-By-Night Rounders, Abby the Spoon Lady, who plays those spoons, fantastically one of the most famous buskers in our town. Billy Jonas for Kids. We have the Diggs, amazing blues and jazz band. Paper Crowns for the folk people. iStar, who is a hip-hop folk crossover. Hustle Souls that play blues, Back South Band, which is a cigar box blues band, Next Millen, a DJ, DJ Malinali, who plays Latin music. So we are stuffing the Cafe stage and the U-Leaf stage with local talent and some really unique compositions as well to keep everybody excited.
And the way this is arranged is that during the day, there's plenty of music for family and kids, and then as the sun goes down, it becomes more and more really set up for adults.
Well, we always want to make sure that it's family friendly throughout the entire event. It's a really major goal of Leaf to ensure that people know that when their kids are there, that our staff, our volunteers, and the community are very mindful of keeping a safe and fun environment for everybody. So although later on as we get some bigger names up there, some stronger bands, some world-renowned talent like the Family Stone, we're going to make sure that, you know, the kids can still sit on your shoulders and dance around and have a great time. But we do anticipate big crowds. So, you know, if you're looking to, you know, bring the kids out during the day and then put your fancy slacks on and come back out for a dance party, we're all set for you.
Leaf does so many things. There are 4 major components to Leaf, and the Asheville downtown is one. There's also international, there's street, the Burton Street program, And then there's the big leaf that's held in the fall. How did it come to be that you had these four components?
Leaf Festival was the origin event for us.
And that goes back a long time, doesn't it?
It does, yes. We just had our 44th festival. It's been going on since 1995, 2 years. So this next October will be the 45th. We started our nonprofit sector here in 2006. And that whole wave that is now incorporating of Leaf International, Leaf Schools and Streets, it was brought about by a strong desire to allow the festival's cultural experience to fuel outreach youth programs. Here in the Schools and Streets, we serve over 10,000 kids a year through our community centers, school programs, and our Easel Rider Art Lab mobile studio. And we now have over 10 countries that we also are involved in with 1,000 kids internationally. So the Leaf Festival is really the engine that fuels not only an incredible weekend experience out there, but it propels us to be able to get out to the streets, teach music, art, and culture to kids and youth who really don't have as much access as we'd all love them to. You know, first thing in the curriculum to be cut now when the budgets are cut in schools is arts. So we're trying to come in there and say, hey, arts are important. Arts and your dreams and your passions are important to us. Let's try to cultivate that and support that, and hopefully these kids can grow up and do what they love.
Aaron, how did you get involved?
This is actually coming up on my, I had seven festivals. I'm going on my eighth now, so this is my fourth year with Leaf. But I really had a stroke of incredible luck when I was coming out of Ohio and Columbus. I was the director of a smaller festival out there, arts festival for about 4,000 kids. It was for youth and adults. It was a visionary art festival and had a lot of music and culture involved. It was really a microcosm of what Leaf is able to do. The rest is written history now.
Putting on an event like this must take a tremendous amount of work. You have so many groups, so many venues that have to be filled. It must take almost a whole year just to get ready to do one of these.
It is a mega project to put together a festival. You know, Downtown and Leaf Festival in the Mounts are their own separate beasts, but both have very unique challenges. Downtown's a very refined space. We're trying to get 80 vendors in there, fit, you know, 10,000 plus people, 200 plus performers. We have to provide lodging, hospitality, meals for everybody, hotels, parking, transportation support. We work with the city directly to set up everything from closing down streets to sanitation to what do we do about power, what do we do about water, you know, all the basic foundational things. But then it's also how then do we create a dynamic environment that is inviting for families, welcoming to all ages, has a deep mission and purpose of having access, celebrating diversity, actually teaching and educating about culture while simultaneously having a good time. And that's just the Downtown. The getting people to camp overnight for 4 days, 10,000 plus in the mountains, is a whole other beast. So we simultaneously are operating each year, creating three festivals at the same time. So we have our May, October, and December. I've already booked all of October, and I'm looking at May 18. So the wheels keep turning, and we're really grateful to have such a strong community to help us, support us, and keep these events so thriving as they are.
I don't want you to name names, but does this fall lineup look good too?
Oh, I am particularly excited about this fall lineup. Oh, yes. We've got a lot of big things in store for fall. It's going to be huge.
But let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's go back one more time and talk a little bit about who's going to be here in August. It's the weekend of August 4th and 5th. It's family friendly. The public is welcome. It runs 2 days.
2 days.
So tell us again, who's going to headline?
Well, the headliner is none other than the Family Stone, and we are incredibly excited. It's their 50th year anniversary performing, and that's kind of mind-boggling to think about it, but, you know, we're going to have some of the most classic hits out there. Thank you for letting me be myself. You know, the jams will never stop when we're out there that weekend. And we also have Easy Star All-Stars playing a lot of amazing dub renditions, Michael Jackson Thriller in dub, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Dub Band, Radio Dread instead of Radiohead. Like, so they'll have a lot of awesome songs coming out. Rare Essence, 18-piece DC Go-Go Band. We have an amazing disco band, Escort, out of New York as well. We have a Lee Funk Band that's going to be coming out. All the best of Asheville's performers are going to be in a collective band, probably 13 on stage, and playing some of the greatest funk hits out there. And Free Planet Radio, Fly By Night Rounders, Billy Jonas, all in all, we'll have about 25 bands, 10 different touring, performing arts troupes, 15 buskers, and then just peppering the entire downtown with over 200 performers total. So Friday, we'll have the event starts at 3 p.m., music hits at 4, all the way to 10. Then the next morning, we have our Leaf Art-5K, and it's going to be a fun one because we'll have roaming artists, stilters, jugglers, performers at all the different street corners. So as you're running, you're getting entertained all the way across. So that's going to be another big event for us we're very excited about.
Where do people go to get more information?
Go to theleaf.org. That's www.theleaf.org. You could go to the downtown page, and that'll give information on schedules. It'll give information on all the performers that are going to be there. We're doing things like the Art Dash, a VIP experience. We even have an after party at the Gray Eagle. So there's a lot of information about everything we're going to have going on there, and we're going to continue to populate that site all the way up to the event.
Sounds like a terrific couple of days. Thank you very much for sharing it. Thanks for telling us about what the lineup is.
Thank you, Peter. It's always a pleasure to be here, and we're so excited to have you guys down there. And, of course, all of Asheville is welcome to party with us.
This is Peter Kent reporting for Asheville FM News, WSFMLP 103.3.